All right, family, come on up to stand. Take your feet a little bit wider than hip width apart. Yeah, and then I'm going to get you to rub your palms together. And then move your palms out to the sides, out to the left and to the right, as far as they can. Maybe a little bit wider than your own body. Yeah, close your eyes. And now slowly bring your palms in towards each other until you feel a little bit of resistance. And once you find that space of resistance, just breathe there. So I don't know about you, but I used to play this game when I was little, right, where you rub your palms and you move them out and then you bring your palms towards each other until you feel that resistance. Unknowingly that we are literally connecting to and feeling qi, as we call it in Chinese medicine, or prana, as we call it in yoga. And as we know, everything in the universe vibrates with energy. And we are made up of it, and it flows through us and in us and around us. And there are times when it flows through us with ease, and times when it's either uncomfortable or challenging or what have you. But it's always there, and it's impersonal and just constantly vibrating. Now, the cool part is that yoga is actually a system that gives us the opportunity to work with and play with energy so that we can actively participate in how the energy not only flows through us, but flows out of us. It empowers us, gives us a choice. Slowly bring your palms to touch in front of the heart center. We are all conduits of energy. The way that I've been thinking about it lately is that the river is constantly flowing. I'm just one piece of the river. And how do I want to direct that energy from out of me and into the space around me, right? So how would you like to direct that energy today? Or right now, with your family, with your friends, right? With your work, with your play. We're going to take the sound of Om with this moving meditation. So as we inhale, we're going to take the hands out to the sides like we just did. And as we Om, we're going to bring our hands into prayer in front of the heart. So as you inhale, take your arms out to the sides. Two more like that. Inhale. Last one. Inhale. Inhale, take that prayer up to the sky and look up. And as you exhale, get your thumbs to touch your third eye center, middle of the forehead, to touch your lips, to touch your heart. Bow forward and down, standing forward fold, Uttanasana. Inhale, lengthen into a flat back. Offer your heart forward. And then as you exhale, step your right foot back into a lunge. Inhale, reach the arms up to the sky. Venus Mudra, interlace your fingers except for your index and your thumb. Reach them up. Yeah, I was just showing you. Cool. Inhale, lift the arms up a little bit higher. And then exhale, reach your arms forward and down. Stay upright with your torso. Stay upright with your torso. Yeah. And then bring your hands all the way to your pelvis. And as you inhale, go up Sushumna, so up the center of you, all the way up to the sky. That's it. You guys are crushing it. As you exhale, reach your arms forward and down. Stay upright with the torso. Bring your hands to your pelvis. And then inhale, slide your hands up the center of you, so up Sushumna. Yeah. So here we are. Move in the energy. Exhale, reach your arms forward and down. One more like that, family. Inhale, reach your arms up to the sky. And as you exhale, downward dog, palms come down to the earth and step back. Inhale, rippling forward, plank pose, upward push-up position. And as you exhale, lower yourself all the way down to the ground. Cobra pose, press all 10 toes into the earth. Inhale, lift the chest up. And as you exhale, downward dog, take your hips up to the sky behind you. Right leg goes up, deep breath in. Right foot steps forward in between your hands. Back knee stays off the ground. Inhale and sweep the arms up to the sky. Yeah. Step to the front of the mat. Interlace your fingers behind you. Bow. Standing forward, fold with your hands interlaced behind you. Reach them up to the sky and forward towards the front of your mat. Yes, that's it. Then relax your head. Ha. Release your hands down to the ground. Bend your knees, chin into your chest. Slowly roll yourself up to stand. Take your time. And once you find Tadasana Mountain Pose, just close your eyes. Just feel. Feel the river of breath moving through you. That is one example of how we connect to prana, to energy. Inhale, take the prayer up to the sky, look up. Keep the prayer if you can as you exhale. Thumbs touch the third eye center, that's the middle of the forehead. The lips, your heart center, middle of the chest. Bow forward and down, standing forward fold. Nice work, yeah. Inhale, lengthen into a flat back. Offer your heart forward. And as you exhale, step your left foot back into a lunge. Lower the knee down to the earth and inhale and reach the arms up to the sky. Yeah. So again, you'll grab Venus Mudra, interlace your fingers except for your index and your thumb. Yeah. And now we're going to take that same moving meditation, but in the opposite direction, okay? Take a deep breath in with your arms up. And then exhale, take your hands down central channel, so down the center of you, all the way to your pelvis. That's it. And then as you inhale, reach your arms forward and up towards the sky. That's it. And then as you exhale, it slides down, Sushumna. Good. Three more like that. Last one, family. Circle the arms out and up as you inhale, low lunge. Downward dog, palms come down to the earth and step back. Inhale, rippling forward, plank pose, upward push-up position. And exhale, lower yourself all the way down to the ground, all the way, all the way. Cobra pose, press all 10 toes into the earth, lift that beautiful heart of yours. Down dog, take your hips up to the sky behind you. Inhale, reach your left leg up to the sky, three-legged down dog. And step your left foot forward in between your hands. Keep your back knee off the ground. Inhale, reach the arms up to the sky, high lunge. Step to the front of the mat, bow forward and down, interlace your fingers, opposite pinky finger in front with your hands interlaced, reach them up and forward. Yes. Release your hands and inhale. Roll yourself up to stand, so hands are down. Yeah. Once you find Tadasana Mountain Pose, just connect to a gaze point or close your eyes. Energy is constantly vibrating. It always does. It shifts, it transforms, but it never dies. How do we want to direct our own energy out into the world, into our interactions, into our actions? We have that choice. Opening your eyes, inhale and reach the arms overhead. Keep your palms shoulder width apart, palms facing in towards each other. Yeah, and then connect to a gaze point on the ground out in front of you. Yeah, with your arms overhead, shift your weight into your left foot, bend your right knee and bring your right knee in towards the chest with your arms overhead. Yeah, now strong, flex the right foot. So curl toes to shin, that's it. And now just take your right knee out towards the right. Yes. Reach up through your fingertips. Yeah, soften the jaw. Aha. Uh-huh. That's it. Yeah. Two more. Good. Right knee comes back in towards the chest. Bend your standing leg, eagle legs. Cross your right leg over your left one. Toes float, they touch, they hook. You do what works. Yeah, cross your right knee all the way over to your left one. That's it. You got it. Soften your jaw, deepen your breath. You're doing so good. Last two. Keeping your arms overhead, bring your right knee back in towards the chest, straightening your left knee, and then go ahead and step your right foot back into a lunge. Keep the knee off the ground. Uh-huh. Right elbow underneath left one, eagle arms. Right elbow underneath left one, eagle arms. You can always just hug yourself or wrap your arms around each other. You'll see how it goes. Okay, so we're going to take a little flow. We're going to bend and straighten the back leg and reach the arms up and down. If you ever have trouble balancing, just put the back knee on the ground and just do the arms. Okay, as you inhale, lift the elbows up to the sky, lift the chest, look up. As you exhale, round your spine, try to get your elbows to touch your belly. Bend your back knee about 3/4 of the way. Yes. All right. Inhale, straighten your back knee. Lift your elbows up. Lift your chest up. Exhale, bend your back knee around your spine. Awesome. Three more like that. Yeah. So if you ever have trouble balancing, just put the back knee on the ground. Just work the arms. No problemo. Okay. Awesome. Last one. You're going to unravel your arms next time you inhale. Sweep the arms up towards the sky. That's it. Exhale, hands down by the front foot. Three-legged down dog. Down dog, take your left leg up to the sky behind you. Keep your left leg straight and now draw circles with your left foot, your left toes specifically, so that you release your ankle. Yeah. Take the circles in the other direction. Good. Point through your left toes. Come forward to plank. Bring your left knee in towards the chest. Bring your nose to your knee. You can absolutely put your right knee on the ground at any point in time. Claw the mat with your finger pads. Fall in triangle. Take your left leg out towards the right. Come onto the inside edge of the right foot, which means take your right heel to the left. Reach your right arm up to the sky. Wee, yes, that's it. All right, plank pose, upward push-up position, both hands and feet to the ground. Take a deep breath in Exhale, lower halfway or all the way down, Chaturanga. Inhale, upward dog or cobra, roll over those great toes of yours. That's it. Exhale, down dog, hips up to the sky. As you inhale, reach your right leg up to the sky behind you. Step your right foot forward in between your hands. Lower your back knee down to the ground and listen carefully. We're taking a funny variation of Warrior Two. With your back knee on the ground, lift your back foot up, which is your left foot, and take your left foot over to the right so that your left shin is parallel with the short edge of your mat. Yeah, and then come up Warrior Two. So you're on your back knee and then you open your arms into a T. Good. I like curling my left toes under. It makes it way easier to balance, which is your back toes. Feel free to do that. Yes, good. And now bend into your front knee. Cool. Take a quick glance down. You want your left knee and your right ankle to align with each other. Yeah, so you might need to scoot. I usually have to scoot my left knee towards the right a little bit so that the knee and the ankle align. Yeah, and then bend nice and deep. And if your front knee goes further forward than your ankle, just scoot your front foot a little further forward. Yes, that's it. Okay, modified side angle pose in this variation. So right forearm on top of right thigh, right hand on the inside or outside of the right foot, left arm up to the sky. You got it. Yeah. Okay, so what we're really going to work on here and today is our groin. So bend nice and deep into your front knee. Yes, and just breathe into the inner thigh of your right side. That's it. Good, three more. Yeah, Omega, see if you can roll your right shoulder onto your back and then press your forearm down. Exactly. Yeah, so roll it behind you so that your shoulder blade, your right shoulder blade comes behind. Exactly. And then push your forearm down and lift your chest up. So you're moving out of your shoulder joint is what that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Come upright with your torso. Yeah. Look towards the back of your mat. Left fingers come to the ground at the back of your mat. Yeah. Straighten your right leg out in front of you. Yeah. Take your right arm up to the sky. Mm-hmm. And then either stay here or now lift your right leg up off the ground. So it's a super weird variation of modified side plank. Yes, good. Awesome. Take your top arm over your top ear. So right arm over right ear. Okay. If this is enough, stay as you are. We're going to add a little bit more. If you're coming with me, take a deep breath in. As you exhale, bend your right elbow, bend your right knee, and get your elbow and your knee to touch in front of your belly. Yes. Inhale, lengthen and extend. You're doing so good. Exhale, bend elbow and knee. Good. Three more. Last one. Inhale, lengthen and extend, and then put your right foot on the ground. Yeah, put your right hand down and walk your hands in front of your pelvis. So walk your hands over to what would be the right. Yep, exactly. Now look at your right foot. Pivot your right toes so they're reaching up towards the sky. Flex through the foot, curl toes to the shin so the heel stays on the ground. Good, stand up, gate pose. So come upright with your torso. Yes, okay. Right hand to right thigh. Yeah, inhale, reach your left arm up to the sky. Awesome. Exhale, take your left fingers over towards the right leg. You can slide your right hand down your right thigh, or you can keep your right hand on your right hip. My only request is if your hand, right hand's on the thigh, just be light so that you're not pressing down to hyperextend the knee, and then lift up through your left fingers. Yes! That's it. Stay as you are, or bend your left elbow, left hand to the back of the head. Uh-huh. And then lean your head back into your left hand and look up towards your left elbow. That's it. Yeah, two more. You're doing amazing. Good. Come upright with your torso. Mm-hmm. Take your hands down on the ground in front of your pelvis. Yeah. Look at your right knee. Bend your right knee. Put your right foot on the ground. We're just going to come out the same way we came in, okay? Lift your left toes up off the ground. Pivot them towards the back of your mat as you walk your hands to your right foot. Yes, you crushed that. Lift your back knee up off the ground. Well done, family. Mm-hmm. As you inhale, reach your chest forward. Look forward. And exhale, step to the front of the mat and bow, standing forward fold. Root down through both your legs and inhale, stand up. Sweep the arms overhead. Deep breath in. Remain standing, hands in prayer in front of the heart. Release your arms by your sides. Try not to change too much and just feel. There's a lot that we can't control. We can't control really what's going on in the world, but we can control how we relate to the world. And so the example of today's practice is we're going to move around a lot, so you may not know where we're going, and that's the point. But how you decide to show up as we transition, as we move, is yours. We are the light that travels into space. Perfect. All right, opening your eyes. Inhale, sweep your arms up to the sky, all the way up, palms facing in towards each other. Yeah, connect to a gaze point on the ground out in front of you. Shift your weight into your right foot, bend your left knee, and bring your left knee in towards the chest. Yeah, and with your left knee in towards the chest, strongly flex through your left foot, meaning curl your toes to your shin. Yeah, and now take your left leg out towards the left. Yeah, keep rooting down through your standing leg and lifting up through your fingertips. Soften your jaw, deepen your breath. Keep your arms as they are. Bring your left knee back in towards the chest. Bend your standing leg and cross your left leg over your right one. So eagle legs, cross your left knee over your right knee. Toes float, they touch, they hook. You do what works. Yeah. And then reach up through your fingertips. That's it. Soften your jaw. Feel your breath. Always the work is, can I breathe into what is, not what I want it to be? Keep your arms as they are. Unravel your legs, left knee in towards the chest. Step your left foot back into a lunge. As you bend your right knee, scoot your left foot further back than you think, ideally front thigh parallel to the ground. See how it goes in your own wonderful body. Yeah, and then left elbow underneath right one, eagle arms. Left elbow underneath right one, eagle arms. Yeah. So again, we're going to bend and straighten the back leg and move the arms. You can absolutely just put your back knee on the ground at any point, okay? As you inhale, lift the elbows up, lift the chest up. As you exhale, round your upper spine, elbows go towards belly button, bend your back knee about 3/4 of the way. Inhale, lift the elbows up, lift the chest up. Exhale and round. 3 more like that. Next time you inhale, unravel your arms, switch them up to the sky, yes. 3-legged downward dog, palms come down to the earth, take your right leg up to the sky behind you, point through your toes. Mm-hmm. And now keeping your right leg straight, just draw circles with your right toes, releasing your right ankle. Keep breathing deep as you do this. Take the circles in the opposite direction. All right, point through your right toes. Whoosh. Come forward, plank pose, and bring your right knee in towards the chest. You can absolutely put your left knee on the ground at any point. Try to keep your wrists and your shoulders aligned, and then lift your booty up nice and high. Yes! Breathe deep into the strength of your core. All right, fall in triangle. Slide your right foot out towards the left. Come onto the inside edge of your left foot, which means take your left heel to the right. Reach your left arm up to the sky. Yeah. Plank pose, hands and feet to the ground. Ooh, take a deep breath in, plank. Exhale, lower halfway or all the way down, chaturanga. Inhale, upper dog or cobra, roll over your toes, lift your beautiful heart. And as you exhale, down dog, take your hips up to the sky behind you. All right, inhale, reach your left leg up to the sky behind you. And then step your left foot forward in between your hands. We're coming into that funny warrior two. Lower your back knee down to the ground. Remember this? Yeah. Lift your right foot, which is your back foot, up off the ground. Pivot it over towards the left. Awesome. Come upright. You guys are pros. Open your arms into a T shape. Well done. So just before you go really deep, just look down. Just check that your front ankle, which is your left ankle, lines up with your right knee. Yeah. And then bend into your front knee. Nice work, family. You got it. Mm-hmm. So bend nice and deep into that front knee, really opening up the groin, which is the inner thigh of your left leg. Yes. All right. Side angle pose, extended side angle, your variation. So either forearm on top of thigh, hand on inside or outside the front foot. I leave that to you. Top arm either directly up to the sky or overhead. Mm-hmm. And just breathe into the side waist. Yeah, Letizia, see if you can press your left forearm down and lift your chest up and out. I feel like, yeah, put your hand down. That was my instinct. Good. You can always put your hand on a block. Good. Adele, see if you can straighten your top elbow. Yes. Last two. All right, upright with your torso. Here comes that funny Vashisthasana, that side plank. Look at your right hand. Take your right hand towards the back of your own mat and down to the ground. Remember this? Yeah. Straighten your left leg. Aha. Uh-huh. Reach your left arm up to the sky. You can always stay here or now lift your left leg up. And I don't care if you flex point or floint. Whatever works for you is great with me, okay? Good. Take your top arm over your top ear, which is your left arm over your left ear. Reach in both directions. So you know where we're going. You can always just stay here instead. Take a deep breath in. As you exhale, elbow and knee, bend top elbow, top knee. They touch in front of the belly. Inhale, lengthen and extend away from each other. Exhale, bend. Sweet. Three more like that. Last one. Extend. Yeah, go ahead and put your left foot down on the ground. Yeah, take your left hand down and walk your hands in front of your pelvis, so meaning over towards the left, yeah. And then look at your left toes. Pivot your left foot so that your left toes come up off the ground. Flex through your foot, curl toes to shin. Good, and then stand up on your knees, gate pose. Mm-hmm. So upright with your torso. I like to keep my back toes, which are my right toes, curled under. Feel free to. Put your left hand on your left thigh. Reach your right arm up to the sky. Yeah, inhale, lift up. And then exhale, take your right fingers over towards the left. Yes. So you can always keep your left hand on your left hip or left hand to left thigh. Just my request of your hands on your thigh is that you're not pressing down too much so that we're not pressing the knee towards too straight, essentially. Yes. Yes. Good. All right, come upright with your torso. And then bring your hands down on the ground in front of your hips. Yeah, bend your left knee, put your left foot on the ground, and then walk your hands to your left foot as you pivot your right foot towards the back of your mat. So you're coming into a low lunge. That's it. With your hands on either side of your left foot, lift your right knee up off the ground. Awesome. Inhale, lengthen the spine forward. And then step to the front of the mat and bow, standing forward fold. Root down through both your legs and inhale, stand up. Sweep the arms overhead. Deep breath in. Remain standing, hands in prayer in front of the heart. You know, release your arms by your sides. Try not to change too much and just feel. As we take in information, as we take in the sights right through. So we take in the world through our senses, right? As yogis, we start to work with it. We mold it, right? So that it moves through us in a particular way, through our breath, through these shapes. And then through our interactions, our actions, we send that energy back out into the world. All right, opening your eyes, connect to a gaze point out in front of you. Yeah, shift your weight into your right foot. Bend your left knee and bring your left knee in towards the chest, and then cactus your arms out to the sides. Yeah, sparkle out through your fingers. See if you can get your elbows at the same height as your armpits. Yeah, that's it, cool. Go ahead and take your left knee out towards the left. Strong flex of the foot, curl toes to shin. Yeah, and then right here, see if you can lift your left knee towards your left elbow without moving your elbow. Uh-huh, yeah. Feel your breath. Keep your arms as they are. Left knee comes back in towards the chest. Uh-huh. Step back, lunge pose, so bend your standing leg. Step your left foot back. Scoot it further back than you think, so then again, you're working your front thigh towards parallel to the ground. Yeah, and now take your left elbow underneath your right one. Eagle arms, left elbow underneath right one. Eagle arms. Yeah. Lift your back heel up nice and high. You can always keep your back knee bent, but keep the heel high. Uh-huh. Take a deep breath in. And exhale, twist to the right. Bring your left elbow to the outside of your right knee with this funny eagle arm variation. Yeah. You can absolutely put your back knee on the ground at any point in time. Mm-hmm. Press your left elbow into your right knee, your right knee into your left elbow. Lengthen the spine forward, and then from your lower abdomen, twist your chest towards the right and up to the sky. Yes! Stay as you are, or now spread your wings. Take your right arm up, your left arm down. Your arm can be on the inside or outside the left leg or right leg. I'll leave that to you. Yeah. Wherever you are, lengthen the spine forward. Reach your heart forward. Yeah, Ajanira, see if you can get your wrist and right shoulder to align with each other. So take your right hand to the right a little bit. Yep, and now twist more from your lower ribs versus from your shoulder. Yes, 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 yes. All right, hands down by the front foot, three-legged down dog. My goodness, down dog. Take your right leg up, bend your knee and stack your hips. So bring your right heel by your left bum. Good, now lift your left heel up nice and high, which is your bottom heel. Yeah, stay in down dog, but bring your right knee in towards your chest. Stay in down dog, but bring your right knee in towards the chest. Yeah, eagle legs in down dog. Cross your right leg over your left one. I usually bend my left knee and keep the heel high, the left heel high to do this. Yeah, right toes can float or you can hook them around the calf. You'll see how it goes in your own amazing body. Okay, we're going to move into a super weird variation of side plank. If your shoulders or wrists are feeling tired, just stay here. If you're coming with me, look at your right hand. Walk it about 2 inches further forward. Yeah, and now bring yourself halfway forward towards plank and take your left heel to the right and reach your left arm up to the sky. Super weird variation of side plank. Crushing it. That's it. Yes. Feel your breath. Okay. From here, straighten your right leg out to the left. See if it can stay floating. Straighten your right leg. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. What? Beautiful. Plank pose, child's pose, down dog, ton schwa, my goodness. So take a flow, take a rest, or step directly back to down dog, your choice. Nice work, family. All right, from down dog, inhale, reach your right leg up to the sky behind you, down dog, right leg up. Step your right foot forward in between your hands. Good old warrior two. Just lower your left heel to the right, come upright with your torso. Wa-da-da-da-da-da. Awesome. And then in Vira two, put your hands on your outer hips. Straighten your front leg, which is your right leg. Pivot your right foot so it's parallel to your left one. Heel toe your feet in towards each other twice. Take your toes into turnout for goddess stance and bend both your knees out to the sides. Okay, we are proportioned super differently. So what I mean by that is as you bend into your knees, you're working towards having your knees and your ankles stacked. If your knees go past your ankles, just scoot your feet wider. Yeah, some of us have longer legs, shorter legs, so we just work with what we have. And then really roll both your thighs out to the side. So deep external rotation. Good. And now either keep your hands on your hips or we're going to take Thunderbolt Mudra, fingertips into the palms, thumbs up, and then reach your arms up to the sky. So you're creating a V shape with your arms, thumbs up. If that ever feels like too much hands on hips, okay. So we're going to take Kapalabhati breath, skull shining breath here, sharp exhale out of the nose. If it doesn't work for you, just breathe deep, okay? Connect to a gaze point. You'll find a rhythm that works for you. Take a deep breath in and let's begin. Nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Inhale, straighten your legs, hook your thumbs together. Keep your breath in and bring your chin halfway towards your chest, retaining the breath in. When you're ready to exhale, lift the chin and just take the arms out to the sides and down. Yeah. Once you get there, just feel your breath, feel your body. Warrior two, towards the front of your mat. Look at your right toes, pivot them towards the front of your mat, bend your right knee and open your arms out into a T shape. That's it. Connect to a gaze point. Classically, it's your right middle finger, but look towards the right. Yeah. Where we look is generally where we direct our energy. Cartwheel your hands down by your front foot. Pivot your back heel up off the ground. Come onto your fingertips. And as you inhale, offer your chest forward. And as you exhale, work towards straightening your front leg. Keep your back heel high. Feel free to step your back foot in about a foot. Feel free to put your hands on blocks. Feel free to keep your front knee bent, okay? We're all shaped so differently. What we're looking for is a hamstring stretch in our right leg without strain in our lower back or hamstring. Yeah. So generally when we work towards straightening the front leg, our butt kind of goes out towards the right. So can you square the front of your pelvis towards the front of your mat? So for a lot of us, drawing the right hip back, left hip forward. Bending into your front knee, step to the front of your mat. When you get there, inhale, lengthen into a flat back, offer your heart forward. And as you exhale, bend into your front knee and step to the front of your mat. Oh, yeah, you're there. Sorry, multitasking. Root down through both your legs. Inhale, stand up, sweep the arms overhead. Deep breath in. Yeah, remain standing and bring your hands into prayer in front of your heart. Good. Release your arms by your sides. Connect to a gaze point or close your eyes. Yoga teaches us how to participate in life. To teach us how to be fully present as life is happening, as energy and interactions are happening in real time, bringing us to the here and now, out of the past, out of the future, here. All right, opening your eyes. Inhale and reach the arms overhead. Last time, palms facing in towards each other. Yeah, connect to a gaze point on the ground out in front of you. Shift your weight into your left foot, bend your right knee, bring your right knee in towards the chest. Yeah, and then right where you are, cactus your arms out to the sides. Yeah, strong flex the right foot, curl toes to shin, and now take your right leg out towards the right. So externally rotate your right thigh. That's it. Yeah, if you ever have trouble balancing, you can always put your left hand on a wall. Mm-hmm. And now keeping your arms as they are, Try to lift your right knee towards your right elbow. That's it. Yeah. See if you can keep rooting down through your standing leg and try to keep your pelvis neutral. So sometimes when we lift the right knee up, we kind of lean over to the left. Can you stay upright and really work from the femur bone, from the thigh bone versus from the pelvis? Yes, yes. Keep your arms as they are. Right knee comes back in towards the chest. Yeah, step your right foot back into a lunge. Scoot your right foot further back than you think. Lift your back toes up nice and high. Yes. And then eagle arms, right elbow underneath left one. Right elbow underneath left one. That's it. Mm-hmm. As you inhale, lift the elbows up, lift the chest. And then exhale, twist. Take your right elbow to the outside of your left knee. So keep the eagle arms if you can. You can always put your back knee down on the ground at any point in time. That's it. And then with those eagle arms, lengthen the chest forward and roll your heart open. What I love about doing the eagle arms versus the regular ones is that your arms can't help you. You have to use your core and your pelvis. Yeah. So it's not as deep of a twist in terms of the upper body, but it's deeper in terms of the lower body. So initiating from down below. Yeah. And now we add the arms. Spread your wings. Take your right arm down, your left arm up. Right arm can be on the inside or outside of the left leg. I leave that to you. Left arm up to the sky. Marta, it looks like you... Oh, no, you're good. Yeah, I see it. You're just wearing black, so I wasn't sure which leg you were on. So you're perfect. Cool. Okay. All right, hands down by the front foot, three-legged down dog. So down dog, take your left leg up, bend your knee and stack your hips. So bring your left heel by your right bum. Mm-hmm. Just opening up the front of the pelvis after all that we just did. So keeping your left knee as it is, lift your right heel up nice and high. Yeah, and then staying in down dog, bring your left knee in towards the chest, staying in down dog, that's it. And now eagle legs, cross your left knee over your right one. So I find I usually have to bend my right knee to kind of make this action happen. And that's why the heel lifted makes it easier. So again, we're coming into side plank. If it doesn't serve the shoulder, just stay as you are. If you're coming with me, just look at your left hand. Walk it about 2 inches further forward. Yep. And then from here, take your right heel over to the left. Reach your right arm up to the sky. Super weird variation of side plank. You're doing amazing. Fall in triangle with a floating leg. Extend your left leg out towards the right. See if you can stay floating. Whoa! All right, plank pose, upward push-up position. Take a deep breath here. And then do as you please, vinyasa child's pose, down dog. From down dog, inhale, reach your left leg up to the sky behind you. And then step your left foot forward in between your hands, Vira Madrasana 2, Warrior 2, classic variation. Just bring yourself upright with your torso. Take your hands to your outer hips, straighten your front leg, which is your left leg. Pivot your left foot so it's parallel to your right one. Heel toe your feet in towards each other twice. Take your toes into turnout and bend your knees. Yeah, variation of goddess stance. Yep. Thunderbolt mudra, fingertips into the palms, thumbs up to the sky, reach your arms up into that V shape. So again, if that ever feels like it's too much in the shoulders, you can always put your hands on your hips. Yeah. As you bend your knees and ankles are stacked. Aha. Connect to a gaze point. One more round of Kapalabhati, okay? Take a deep breath in. Exhale everything out your mouth. Inhale halfway. And let's begin to pump. Thank you. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take an inhale. Straighten your legs, hook your thumbs together, bring your chin halfway towards your chest, hold the breath. When you're ready to exhale, release the hands down. Pranayama is one of the most tangible ways of literally manipulating prana of energy. So feel the effects of this. Virabhadrasana 2, towards the front of your mat, look at your left foot, pivot your left foot towards the front of your mat, bend your left knee and open your arms into a T-shape, 5 breaths in Vira 2. Ying, see if you can slide your back foot out behind you by about a foot. Yeah, you got longer legs than that. That's it, yeah. Next time you exhale, cartwheel your hands down by your front foot. So a funny variation of Parsvottanasana. Pivot your back heel up off the ground. Step your back foot in about a foot for pyramid pose. Yeah, lift your back heel up high. Work towards straightening your front leg. This is where those blocks may come in. You may want to put your hands on blocks. You do not have to straighten your front leg all the way. Do look at your pelvis, the front of your pelvis, so look up towards your pelvis and square the front of your pelvis towards the front of your mat. So generally when we straighten the left leg, our butt kind of sways out to the left. Can you draw your right hip forward, squaring the front of the pelvis? Yes. And then breathe into those amazing legs of yours. Bend into your front knee, step to the front of your mat. Inhale, lengthen into a flat back, offer your heart forward. And then exhale and bow. Root down through both your legs and inhale, stand up. Sweep the arms overhead. And exhale, remain standing, hands in prayer in front of the heart. Release your arms by your sides. Take a breath or two, just feel that in your body. Bend your knees, put your butt down on the ground, lie down on your back. Have a block nearby, just in case you want to put it underneath your pelvis. Lie down on your back. That's it. With your knees bent, your feet on the ground, yeah. Lift your pelvis up, and actually let's all slide that block underneath our pelvis. So supported bridge pose. If you don't have a block, you can always slide a pillow underneath you or a bolster, depending upon what you have in your home. Yeah. Yeah. Stay exactly as you are, or perhaps begin to walk your hands, or nope, not your hands, your feet out in front of you, working towards straightening your legs. So we're opening up the front of the pelvis. The one thing I want you to be cognizant of is that taking the legs out in front can sometimes create compression in your back. So if you feel compression, then don't walk your feet as far, or just keep your knees bent and your feet on the ground, okay? And then just close your eyes and quite simply feel. See if you can bring your mind back into your body. breathe deep. Stay here. Bend your knees, place your feet on the ground. Lift your bum up, move the padding, the block, whatever you have underneath your bum, move it over to the side. And then as slow as you can, lower your spine to the ground as slow as you can. And once you get there, either feet wide, knees together, feet together, knees wide, I leave that to you, just feel that in your body. Bring your knees in towards you, wrap your arms around your legs, give yourself a nice big hug. Keep your right knee in towards the chest, extend your left leg onto the ground out in front of you. Interlace your fingers around your right shin, hug it in. Kick your right knee out towards the right. Half happy baby, right sole of the foot faces the ceiling, holding onto your foot or your shin with your hand. Keep your knee out to the side. You can always bend your left knee and put your left foot on the ground. It gives the lower back more space. Then breathe into your groin. Holding on to the outer part of your right foot with your right hand or holding on to the outer part of your right shin. You're going to explore extending your right leg out to the right without your left hip lifting. Okay, so you don't have to straighten it all the way. If you bend your left knee and put your left foot on the ground, it'll give your groin more space and it's easier to keep the left hip anchored down. Your leg is heavy, so what will naturally happen is your left hip will lift up. You can put your left hand on your left hip and press it down. Yeah. Just breathe into the groin. Bend your right knee in towards the chest. Release your right foot to the ground, bend your left knee, left foot on the ground. Just feel the difference between the right and left side before we go to the other side. Bring your left knee in towards you, interlace your fingers around your left shin, straighten your right leg on the ground out in front of you. Take your left knee out to the left, half happy baby, left sole of the foot faces the ceiling, holding onto the foot or the shin with the hand. Holding on to the outer foot or outer ankle or calf. Explore extending your left leg out towards the left. Does not have to straighten. So what will naturally happen is your right hip will lift up off the ground. It's because your leg's heavy. It's very normal. But I'd like you to try to counter that. You can either bend your right knee and put your right foot on the ground. That'll really ground the right bum down. Or you can put your right hand on your right hip. And sometimes just lifting your head and looking up and being like, what's my pelvis doing is very helpful, I find. Try to keep your pelvis essentially squared with the ceiling as you take the left leg out to the left. Good. Bend your left knee, left foot on the ground. Bend your right knee, right foot on the ground. All right, last pose is yours. Recline spinal twist, shoulder stand, Viparita Karani. It's up to you. You check in. You're like, what does my body need right now? Go ahead and take it, and we'll meet in Shavasana. We'll meet in corpse pose, and there's no hurry to get there. Take a deep breath in the nose. And exhale it out the mouth. Slowly bringing awareness back into your beautiful body. At your own pace and in your own way, come on up to sit. Bhumi Mudra, left hand to the heart, right fingertips touch the ground. To remembering that we are part of something much greater than who we think we are. To remembering that there is always, always energy flowing. It wants to, it vibrates. It is constantly happening. Through the practice of yoga or any mindful practices, it attunes us to this vibration so that we can synchronize with the vibration of all things on this planet and in the universe. Whoa. We attune the energy that moves through us so that when it flows out of us, we are contributing to a higher vibration. We have that ability. So deep gratitude to these practices. They are very powerful and they have been around for so long. We have all been seeking to raise the vibration. To the Sangha, to each other, I humbly bow. Thank you for joining and creating and choosing something better for this world, this universe. May we continue to contribute to the well-being of all things. Namaste.